Hello everyone, Diane here. And today we're going back to Oscar Wilde's wonderful story about the Happy Prince. First, check you're standing in a space ready to practice a few different rhythms. Listen carefully to the music and then copy the rhythm exactly by clapping it out with your hands. Ready to try? Listen first. Now clap that rhythm with me. It's clap, 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 clap and stop. Easy. Try it again on your own. Listen first. Now, clap the same rhythm. See if your teacher gives you the thumbs up. Yay! This time, try using the flat palms of your hands to pat out the rhythm on the front of your thighs. Listen carefully. It might be different this time. Pat that rhythm with me. It's pat, 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 and stop. Try it on your own. Listen first. Pat out the same rhythm. Got it? Now try stamping out the rhythm with your feet. Listen carefully first. So it's stamp, 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 stamp. Listen again. Stamp, 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 stamp. Stamp, 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 stamp. Stop stamping! Don't forget those different rhythms though, because you'll need them later on in the programme. Quickly find a partner and sit down in a space together. Do you remember the playful little swallow from last time? He was in love with a graceful reed, so he stayed behind when his friends left to spend the winter in the warm Egyptian sun. Although the swallow loved the reed, he also loved to travel, and as the weather grew colder, he felt lonely and was very keen to join his friends. Listen.
"Will you come away with me?" he said finally to her. But the reed shook her head. She was so attached to her home. "I am waited for in Egypt," said the swallow. "My friends are flying up and down the Nile and talking to the large lotus flower."
Stand up, partners, one behind the other. And get ready to follow the leader along your own imaginary River Nile pathway. The person at the front is the leader, but you'll be swapping over later, so you'll both get a turn. Okay, leaders. When you hear the music, travel in and out of all the spaces with quick, silent steps, following your own River Nile pathway. Partners, follow your leader closely and copy everything they do. Off you go! Stop, swallows! Quickly swap over so the other person is the leader and get ready to try it again. This time, show how hot the Egyptian sunshine is as you travel along your River Nile pathway with quick, silent steps. Stop and sit down. While his friends were enjoying the Egyptian sunshine, the poor little swallow had left the reed and was flying out to join them. It was a long journey, and after a tiring day, the swallow stopped to shelter for the night under a golden statue on a tall column high above a city. It was the statue of the happy prince, but tears were running down his golden cheeks.
"Why are you weeping then?" asked the swallow. "You have quite drenched me." "When I was alive and had a human heart," answered the statue, "I did not know what tears were. And now that I am dead, they have set me up here so high that I can see all the ugliness and all the misery of my city."
With the music, slowly stand up straight and tall, like the statue of the happy prince standing high above the city. Imagine you're looking out over the prince's city.
Far away in a little street, there is a poor house. One of the windows is open, and through it I can see a woman seated at a table. Her face is thin and worn, and she has coarse, red hands, all pricked by the needle, for she is a seamstress. She is embroidering passion flowers on a satin gown for the loveliest of the Queen's maids of honor to wear at the next court ball.
Stand facing your partner, ready to mirror one another's small, careful sewing movements. Imagine you're embroidering a satin gown like the poor, tired seamstress from the story. Hold your imaginary needle and thread out in front of you. As the music changes, gradually make those sewing actions bigger and more exaggerated. You could stretch your hand out to the side before bringing it back in towards your body in a long, continuous figure of eight pattern. Watch your partner carefully and mirror one another's sewing movements exactly. gradually make your sewing movements bigger and bigger with the music. Stop sewing and sit down. Listen again. The poor seamstress had to work very hard, but the prince saw something else too.
In a bed, in the corner of the room, her little boy is lying ill. He has a fever and is asking for oranges. His mother has nothing to give him but river water, so he is crying. Swallow, swallow, little swallow, will you bring her the ruby out of my sword hilt? It is very cold here, said the swallow, but I will stay with you for one night and be your messenger.
Remember those different rhythms you practiced at the beginning of the program? Get ready to use them again now to help the little swallow peck out the ruby from the prince's sword. Listen first to the music, then use your hands to clap out the same pecking rhythms. Stop pecking. You've done it. The ruby has fallen out from the prince's sword. With the music, move away from your partner, travelling in and out the spaces with quick, agile steps. Imagine you're the little swallow carrying the precious ruby to the poor seamstress and her sick child. Off you go. And stop. Sit down where you are and listen to the next part of the story. The next day, just as the little swallow was about to leave for the warm Egyptian sunshine, the prince asked him to stay one more night.
Far away across the city, I see a young man in a garret. He is trying to finish a play for the director of the theatre, but he is too cold to write anymore. There is no fire in the grate, and hunger has made him faint.
Everybody, stand up! Use your hands and feet like pencils to draw large, free-flowing letter shapes in the air and on the floor. As the music changes, gradually make your movements smaller and slower until eventually you're completely still. Ready? Gradually, make your movements slower and smaller with the music. And rest. The prince asked the swallow to peck out one of his sapphire eyes and take it to the cold, hungry writer. And although the swallow did not want to, he did what the prince commanded. Listen to the music, then use the flat palms of your hands to pat out the same pecking rhythms on the front of your thighs. Stop pecking and travel through the spaces with quick, agile steps, twisting and turning like the little swallow, carrying the beautiful sapphire to the cold, hungry writer. And stop. Let's finish today's program with a few gentle stretches using different parts of your body. Your hand, foot, knee or shoulder to slowly draw those large exaggerated letter shapes in the air and on the floor. Keep your movements flowing smoothly from one letter shape to the next. And try to use the space all around you. That's all we've got time for today, but we'll find out what happens to the happy prince and his little swallow friend next time. Until then, goodbye.